Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge. These daily challenges are meant to help us explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. Today's Monday, so today we'll introduce the idea we'll explore all week. Tuesday, we'll explore that idea in the Bible. Wednesday, we'll try to let it sink in and see how it challenges and transforms our thinking. Thursday, we'll try to put into practice what we've been learning before praying and reflecting about it on Friday. Saturday, we'll take a day off, and then Sunday is a day for community. Community is a really important part of following Jesus, and it's going to be part of our community as well as we shift from an online community to an in-person community. We'll be meeting for regular worship starting later this year. Love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of our new community. Right now, we're working through a series called Reset, where we're exploring how following Jesus resets a number of things in our lives. We're almost at the end of our series, but this week we're looking at how following Jesus resets our views of society. And I know that's a little cryptic. What does that really mean? Well, a bit of a story. When my wife and I first moved to the GTA, we moved from a small town in eastern Ontario where generally people were of one culture. We found ourselves usually as the only university-educated people in our community. And so it was an amazing new reality when we moved to the GTA and we found ourselves having dinner with some new friends. We had dinner at the home of two people from Sri Lanka, and the other guests they'd invited were from Finland and from Eastern Asia. We found ourselves as the least educated people at the table, as two of them had PhDs, one of them was a professor, and one of them had an MBA. After that dinner, my wife and I said to one another, "Wow, we've definitely arrived in the GTA now." There we were having dinner with men and women from all around the world, with all different education levels, all different careers, with all kinds of different stories. This is a reality of living in the GTA. People call it the most multicultural city in the world, and it probably is. Ajax has the highest percentage of visible minorities in Durham Region at 36%. They also have the most people who speak another language as their mother tongue. Now, we certainly get used to this kind of diversity in the GTA, but it's not that way everywhere, of course. Although it's a day-to-day reality, think about what it would have taken to meet people from so many different contexts just 100 years ago. You'd have to travel the world. You'd go to great expense to hear so many languages spoken and see so many people from different parts of the world. And we have it every day right here in the GTA. We can take it for granted, though. It's not a reality everywhere. Just look at the division right now in Ukraine between those who speak Russian and those who speak Ukrainian, those of Russian heritage and others. You can see the division that race and language can still cause in our world. North America wasn't all that different. Just a few decades ago, there were still segregated schools, segregated buses, and not long before that, slavery was very much a reality in North America. I've talked mostly about race, but add in the kind of discrimination you'll see still in our world, not that long ago, by gender and class, and you'll see we still live in a world with many divisions. Divisions between people, between human brothers and sisters. So what is a Christian to make of these divisions? Does following Jesus have anything to do with how we see people of a different race, class, or gender than ourselves? Now, is Christian just one of those divisions in our world that separates Christians from other people? Does becoming a follower of Jesus mean somebody has to leave behind the culture and traditions of the place where they grew up? Some missionary efforts have indeed gone that way, telling people who've decided to follow Jesus they need to leave behind everything about their culture and being rather undiscerning about it. Christianity has often been presented to people as a package, along with a certain kind of, perhaps, European culture. It's not true, though. When we think about it, Christianity started as a Middle Eastern religion. And yes, indeed, moved through Eastern Europe to Northern Europe, and eventually made its way to North America. And now the center of Christianity is very much either in Asia or South America. Christianity is not a religion tied to any one culture. And it also sees gender and class quite differently than many cultures in our world. It transcends culture in a number of ways that we're going to explore this week. But for today, I've got a question for you to think about and hopefully discuss with a group of people that you're sharing our daily challenges with. When you picture a Christian, what kind of person comes to mind? Do they have a certain ethnicity, social class, or gender? What experiences in your life have led you to see things that way? Well, I'm sure lots of meaningful discussion can come from a question like that. Enjoy, and I'll see you tomorrow as we look at what the Bible has to say about divisions by class, gender, and race in biblical times. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.